Kishon Alechem Rabosit, his daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Zayin, and we are here at the end of the Havdalah and Kiddush Sugyas. We have about an amud of that left, and then we will go back to the Mishnah and start talking about things that are more related to Erev Pesach. So right now we just had mentioned a discussion, and not really a machokas, in terms of what Shmuel holds, in terms of if someone eats by accident, or on purpose, but by accident, before Kiddush or Avdallah. So, according to Rav Yosef, so he said that a person no longer can make Kiddush or make Avdallah, they have to wait until the next day, whether it's Shabbos morning or Sunday morning. But according to Rav Nachman, and Rabbah, and said in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, that actually, no, he still can make Kiddush and make Avdallah, depending on, you know, regardless of whether he eat or not. So Amar Rava, Rava says, and at the top of Kuf Zayinam Aleph, that Hilchazah, the halacha is Tam Mekadish V'Tam Avdila. The halacha is, no, that if someone does eat before Kiddush, even though it's not appropriate, and Havdalah as well, so he should still make Kiddush or Havdalah. U'mishul Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if someone didn't make Kiddush, again, this is basically a recap of all the sugyas we've been talking about in the last, let's say, blot or two. So Mishul Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, if someone didn't make Kiddush on Friday night, so then Kaddish V'Alech Kolayam Kulo on Motzei Shabbos, he can make Kiddush all Shabbos, right until Shabbos is over. Mishul Hivdu B'Motzei Shabbos, if a person didn't make Havdalah for whatever reason, so Ma'avdu V'Alech Kolayam Shabbos Kulo, he can make Havdalah the entire week. And again, we said yesterday that that means up until Tuesday, Tuesday night. Amemar Pasach la lahashmaitza de Rava b'haylishna. Amemar actually said that Rava said the following. He said Amar Rava that hilchas tam mekadesh tam mavdil. Okay, that's the same. Mishul kiddush be'erev Shabbos mekadesh holy kol hayom kulo, and that's also the same. Someone who didn't make kiddush can make kiddush on all Shabbos, and this is the difference that he quoted it like this. Mishul hivdil b'matzis Shabbos ma'avdil b'holeich kol hayom kulo. That just like Kiddush, you only get another day, right? You obviously can only make Kiddush all Shabbos. So Rava said Havdalah as well. You can only make Havdalah all day Sunday, but not any further. Amri le mar yinuka umar kshisha breder of chista l'ravashi. Different story now. Mar yinuka and mar kshisha said they were the sons of Rav Chista. So they said the following to Rav Ashi. Once, Amemar came to our neighborhood, and we didn't have any wine. So I seen Ale Shichra, right? We brought him beer. Now, just to clarify, that the Gemara is going to explain later, that and several places, the Gemara explains that the beer, that when they say Shichra in the Gemara, that usually refers to date beer, which was cheaper and less, I guess, less chashuv than, let's say, our barley beers. We'll see in a second that it was like a cheaper make. But that's shichra. Whenever you see shichra in the Gemara, usually that refers to the date beers from back in the day. So they brought him this date beer. V'lo avdil. He didn't make avdalah. Uvas tavas. And he went to bed hungry. That's a quote from the Gemara, from Sefer Daniel, which is a phrase that means that he went to bed hungry. L'machar, the next day, tarchana v'aisina le'chamra, we bothered ourselves, right? We went to the great trouble, and we brought him wine, v'avdil. Then he made avdalah v'tam midi, and then he ate something. Right, again, as we said, that if you don't make avdalah, right, you shouldn't eat. So he didn't want to make avdalah on beer, so he waited for the next day, and then, you know, and they brought him wine, and then he made avdalah. L'shana, the next year he came back, su'ik l'lasra, and he came back to the same neighborhood, but lo havalan chamra. And again, there was no wine, and I seen a shichra, and instead we brought him beer, right, the date beer, because that's what we had. So Amar said, then he said, Yihachi, if that's true, that really, really never have wine here, I mean, you really don't have wine available, then chamar medinahu. And this is, if this is the beer that you guys always have around, then that's what's called chamar medina. It literally means the drink of the state, or the drink of the really the wine of the neighborhood, and then Avdil Vital Midi, right? So then he did Havdalah on this date beer, which he felt was Chamar Medina. Shmamina, it's awesome. We learned three things from this. Shmamina, Hamavdil Batrila Tzarach Shiavdil Alakos. Again, someone who makes Havdalah at davening needs to make Havdalah when he gets home, because, right, otherwise you could just eat afterwards. Right, we see this from the story that he didn't eat until he actually made Havdalah. Shema mina aslo la adam sheyocha kodem sheyavdil, and you can't eat before you make this Havdalah. Shema mina mishlo hivu matzi Shabbos, ma'avdil v'hotle kol Shabbos kulo. Someone who doesn't make Havdalah on matzi Shabbos can make Havdalah the entire week. Aye, the story is that he only made Havdalah on Sunday. So, enechinami. Right? Enechinami. That doesn't exactly prove necessarily that you can make Havdalah the entire week, but you can make Havdalah at least the following day. What is missing from this Shema Minah, right? Apparently, what was the most obvious Shema Minah? What is the most obvious thing you learned from this, Brisa, is you can make Havdalah in Chama Medina, right, if you don't have Havdalah, if you don't have any wine. The Gemara asked that question sort of, meaning it kind of extends that question. I mean, the Gemara obviously assumes that is true, because that's clear and obvious from the Braisa. So perhaps it didn't need to say Shema Minah, but okay. Fine. If you look at Tosas over here, I forgot to mention, Tosas is Shema Minah Ma'avdil Kol HaShabbos Kula. The reason, Tosas says that the reason it didn't say you learn from this story that you can make Havdalah on Sunday is because the halacha is actually that you can make Havdalah until Tuesday. So the Gemara didn't want to say, Shema Minah, the halacha is like this, when the halacha is not actually like that. Okay, but either way, so what about, obviously you can make Havdalah on Chamar Medina if you have no wine. Now the Gemara asks, right, what about to make Kiddush on beer, to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina? So Gemara says, Amar Hashta, Ma Prezuma V'te'ini V'asnei. Right, one second. He said, "You can't make. You're not allowed to make kiddush on this beer from Te'ene is figs and Asne is berries and Perzuma. If you look at Rashi, it's, that's our beer, Sheikhar Saorin. Right. So if you're telling me that if for beer made from those things, from other types of fruits and from barley." Right, and what happened over there? And the boy named Mirav, and we asked whether we could use that for kiddush from Rav. Rav Mirav Chia, and Rav asked Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia made Rabbi, and Rabbi Chia asked Rabbi. Excuse me, v'lo pashalei, and they didn't answer. Meaning, Rabbi didn't say that you can make kiddush on these types of beers, which mishtama are more chashev than date beers. All right, so Shichur Mibayah, do you really need to teach? Ask me the Shaila about regular, normal, plain old date beer? Mistama, right? Again, just the fact that the Gemara phrases it like this shows that date beer was of a lesser quality. Meaning, if the higher quality stuff, they wouldn't tell me, right? And meaning, Rebbe wouldn't allow you to make Kiddush on it. Certainly, you can't make Kiddush on the lower quality date beer type stuff. So the Gemara says, Sav Minah Kiddusha Udullah Makachin on the Aval Avduli Mavdulinan, but right. So he thought to say, the meaning that they assumed to say that okay, you can't make Kiddush, but you can say Havdalah. Again, because we just said, you know, that you can make Chamar Medina on Havdalah and Chamar Medina if you don't have wine. So I'm a little Rav Chista Hachi Amarav Kishen Shein Makachin Alav Kach in Mavdulin Alav. So Rav said, no, you can't actually make Havdalah over it. Now there's a machlokas. We showed him over here. Whether we're talking about again the case by a Meimar when he made the case over here, not the case by a Meimar, the case over here, machlokas Rishonim between the Rashbam and Tosfos, if I'm not mistaken, as to whether we're dealing with a case where you have wine or you don't have wine. Regardless, my purpose is not the halacha, but lamaisa, as we're going to see in a minute, right? It's not pashut at all. Let's say to go to a kiddush right in shul, mitzvah shem mishum zochah to have kiddushes back in shul. Hey, it's not pashut at all to go to the kiddush table in shul where you have wine and schnapps and to make kiddush over the schnapps. Right, really not pashut at all that is allowed. People have certain minhagim, but lemaisa, if there is wine available, so certainly it's not pashut. And even if you don't have wine available, so also might not be the greatest idea. It might be a better idea to make the kiddush over the bread, over the challis. Okay, but that's just a word about Chamar Medina. We'll see a little bit more about that as the daf continues. But lemaisa, right, not the greatest idea to make kiddush over schnapps or beer. Itmar Nami. It was said also. It was said. Amar Rav Talchifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel Kshem Shem Mekachin Alav Kach Ein Mavdilan Alav. Right, you can't make both kiddush or Havdalah on Chamar on this date beer on the Chamar Medina. Levi Shavalei the Rebbe Shichra Bar Tzlitzer Magni. So Rebbe, the story goes that Rebbe, Levi sent Rebbe beer that was made with 13, magnes is to crush, right? But if you look at Rashi, the Rashbam is probably more clear. That is shenosan hamayim ala tmarim ve'achkach nosan ala tmarim achirim, meaning it was the water was poured and I guess soaked and absorbed 13 different batches of grapes of dates, meaning it wasn't just put through the dates once, it was 13 times it was soaked in these dates. So Tame have a basin zuva, so he tasted it and he thought it was awesome, all right, delicious, very filled with flavor. Right, busing like lashon basanim, right? Not it's not the same word, but it's the same idea. I mean, there's a lot of flavor. So Amar, so he said, could go and say, right, the kaddish level Amar, Allah kol shios with the shabbos shabbat olam. You can make kiddush with this, and you can say all the praises in the world on this delicious type of beer. Balele, but at night, sa'are, it gave him pains. If you look at Rashbam, shilshul the tzmar mishal shalem, right? It gave him the laxative, right? These types of fruits. Figs, prunes, dates, right? They're all laxatives. So the drink caused them to have plumbing issues. So Amar Miasrim and Pious, how it can afflict me? How can I appease a Kodesh Baruch Hu with it? Meaning he took it back. Meaning he said he realized that it probably wasn't appropriate to make Kiddush over it. Amar Rav Yosef, says, Other Barabim, I'll make a neder in the masses. And the Gemara explains in several places that a neder that's taken. Barabim is more binding than a regular nether. So, meaning he was to say that I want to make a very high level nether. Delo ishti shichra, I'm not going to drink this beer right in the stomach because it will cause intestinal issues. Amar Rav, Rav says, ishti me zurion, velo ishti shichra. I'd rather drink the water of flax, water soaked in flax, which is gross and did not smell well. Did not smell good, instead of this date beer, again, apparently, which would cause issues. V'amar Rava tihavi shikuse the shichra, and Rav says that the tihavi shikuse shichra man de kadesh shichra. May beer be the drink of someone who makes kiddush over this date beer. May that date beer be what he drinks every single day. Again, very simple, right? So that was a curse because Mustama, right? He was telling him again back then, wine was had at pretty much every meal if people could afford it. So he was saying that someone who makes kiddush over date beer should drink it all week long. Meaning, if you're not going to bother to get wine for kiddush, so chaval, you should be poor and you shouldn't be able to afford wine during the week either. Rav Ashkache, Ravuna de kaddish ashurcha. So sure enough, Rav found that Ravuna found that Rav. Was making kiddush on beer, and Amalei said to him, "Shari Abba, they make me istra mishichra." Right? He said, "Oh, apparently that he's making some money off of this, meaning that he's starting to sell it and starting to benefit from it. So that's why he can make kiddush from it, all right? Because that's like his favorite drink. That's like the drink that he thinks is most chashuv, and that's why he can make kiddush over it." Oh, okay, fine. Tana Rabbanan the Nebraisa, Ein Mekashin El Alayayin, you should only really make Kiddush on wine. Ein Mevarchin El Alayayin, you shouldn't make a bracha only on wine, right? You should only make a bracha on wine. So the Gemara originally understands that you only make a bracha, the only drink you make a bracha on is wine. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Atu Ashifra Amaya, leave me alone Mevarchin Alay, Shakal Nevivara. What do you mean you don't make a bracha on any other drink but wine? But you don't make a shakal on water and beer, etc. So Rabbi Abai said, no, Hachikam, this is what he means to say. Ein Omrim, Have kushal bracha levarich el aliyayin. Meaning you don't bench over anything but wine. Not that you don't make a bracha. Obviously, you make a bracha. Tana Rabbanan Melech Debraisa. Ein mekachin al hashechar. You shouldn't make kiddush over beer. Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Amru, they said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Mekachin mitiimas yayin kolshu. Someone who makes kiddush needs to taste the wine, right? Just a little bit. He has to just have a little bit of the wine. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer malelugmav, right? The phrase that you're familiar with. And whoever's making kiddush needs to have at least a cheekful when he drinks it. Again, the popular phrase of rov kos is a bit of a misnomer. That's not the din by kiddush. You do not need to drink rov kos by kiddush on Shabbos. Ravuna says, "Amar Rav, the name of Rav, v'chein Tani Rav Gidol, deman Nerish, Hamekadish v'tam Mali Lukmav Yotzav Imlav Lo Yotzav." Right, again, you have to drink. Whoever's making kiddush needs to be a Mali Lukmav drunk. the discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Poskim in terms of who has to drink it. Stama, the best thing is for the person making Kiddush to drink it. There is a Ritva, if I'm not mistaken, that says that someone else can drink it. Or perhaps there's a Shita that says that there can be a Mali Lugmov drunk amongst everybody if you combine. I think there's a single Shita like that. Lamaisa, the best thing for sure, is to be able to call a Deos for sure, La Halacha, is to have the one person making Kiddush to have at least a Mali Lugmov and not just a sip. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Anatanin Allah. This is how I taught it. Lo Gidol Bar Menasev, Lo Gidol Bar Minyomi. I didn't teach you the name of either of those. Tzadikim, Elot Gidol Stama. Right, I taught it. The Rav Gidol said, not Rav Gidol Bar Minyomi, didn't specify which Rav Gidol it was. The Gemara says, "Lamai Nafkamina." Who cares? So Gemara says, "Lamirma Didei." So Anichan. Right, the obvious Nafkamina would be right if for whatever reason you had a stira between that Rav Gidol and another thing that he said. So you can compare the two prices and ask questions. Pit one statement of his against one statement, another statement of his. Okay, fine. Now that is basically the end of the Kiddush and Havdalah sugyos in Arvei Pesach. Now we go back to the Mishnah, and we had said on Erev Pesach you should not eat samach lamenchas. So the Gemara says, "Yibaylu." I asked the question right again. The Rashbam spoiled it for us on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, but the Gemara here asks, "Samach lamincha gedola tanan, or dilma samach lamincha ketana tanan?" Are we talking about, right, you're not supposed to eat half an hour before mincha? Is that mincha gedola or mincha ketana? The Gemara says, "Samach lamincha gedola tanan, mishum pesach dilma asir lamimshach." Is the concern, and again, it's not just throwing random minchas out there. There's a concern here. What's the concern about mincha gedola? Maybe we're saying you shouldn't eat from 6 hours into the day, right? Mincha gedola is 6.5. Because what 6 hours into the day? That's the zman shechitas haPesach, and if you start eating a suda, so then you will no longer. Well, you might continue. Dimi also the mimshach. You may continue, and then you may miss the time to shecht the korban. You may end up refraining from doing the korban pesach. Or maybe the concern here is samach mincha ketana ketan. Right, it's really 9 hours into the day. Right, half an hour before mincha ketana. When we should matzah, and the issue here that you shouldn't eat is because of matzah, because dilma also lemichol matzah chilagasa. Because maybe you'll stuff yourself silly, and by the time it gets to the matzah, right, it will come to be an achilas gasa. And you'll be stuffing yourself, and lamaisa, that's perhaps not a halachic eating. And that might not be, right, the first two words in Tosos, right? Dilma asir lemichol echila gasa, ve'ena achila. And that's not considered necessarily a halachic eating. What's okay? Tosos asks a question. Oh, either way, Viter. Okay, so I mean, the question is, what is the concern here? Are we concerned that you're not going to do the Korban Pesach, or that your Achilas Matzah will not be appropriate? So, Amar Ravina, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Fascinating proof. Afilu Agrippas HaMelech, even Agrippas, King Agrippas, Shahiyu Ragil Lecho B'Teisha Shos, who used to eat at 9 hours into the day, meaning that was his first meal, right, his breakfast, right, Oso Yom Lo Yochal HaShetachshach, even someone like that, still should not eat until nightfall. Right, so the Gemara says, yeah, so that proves one way or another. So what's the proof? The proof is that's, therefore, we're concerned about eating, right, at the ninth hour. Right, yeah, because, if you tell me that the whole concern here is that by nine hours into the day, right, next to Mincha Ketana, that's why it's a Chiddush, right, that Ragrippas wouldn't eat. But if you tell me that this Zman Isra starts at the beginning of the sixth hour, right next to Mincha Gedola, so my Ribusa de Agrippas. What's this whole great Chiddush of Agrippas? Right, Chal Isser Ala Me'akara, right? The Isser to eat is 3 hours earlier. Right? What's this whole great thing about Agrippas who didn't eat until the ninth hour of the day? The Gemara says, Ela Samach Mincha Ketana Tanan. So it must be talking about Mincha Ketana. The Gemara says, okay, but even so my Ribusa de Agrippas. Right, still, right, what's this great Chiddush of Agrippas? Because Hamatya Lezmani Surah, right, meaning it's time, if it's time for him to eat. Meaning, when we say he wouldn't eat, when you say he wouldn't eat at the ninth hour, so the ninth hour starts 8 hours into the day, right, that's the ninth hour. So he would only eat then, but still, Mastama, right, he wouldn't eat, but meaning, the Maisa, it's obvious that it also applies to Agrippa's, because the Isser, his man Isser, is coming before he's done. Right, Mistama, his meal is going to go more than a few minutes. But right, Mistama, even though right, we're going to say that you're allowed to, what's it called? That you're allowed to continue. Right, Mistama, you can't. Even Rabbi Yossi would say, who says that you're allowed to continue if you start a meal. Right, you can't start a meal knowing it's going to go past the zman. Right, Mistama, Agrippas would start the meal and it would go past the zman. It's like what says, Ma'aditema. So what's the chiddush of Agrippas? You might have thought Teisha Shalos like Agrippas Garba Shalos Didan Dami. That no, when he started to eat in the ninth hour of the day so that's just like our eating at the fourth hour. Meaning just like we eat for the first time, let's say at 9 in the morning at the beginning of the fourth hour, does not impact right our achilas matzah obviously because we're able to eat it well after eating breakfast, so much earlier in the day. You might have thought that for Agrippas, right, it's the same thing, right, that since he was used to eating breakfast at, 9 hours into the day, or at eight hours into the day, in the ninth hour, so then, that's his breakfast, so it's just like our eating at 4 hours into the day, and you might have thought that no, that the Isser of the Mishnah, not to eat at that time, does not apply to Agrippas, because he was so used to eating his breakfast, right, and that was his normal schedule. So therefore, Kamash Malan, so therefore, it teaches us that no, it also applies to someone like Agrippas, who would who would normally eat for the first time, right, that late in a day. Amar Rabbi Yasi said, Ava matbil huba mini targimo, but a person is allowed to eat mini targimo, meaning it's not an outright fast, right, that you're not, it's not a chiyuv to fast in Erev Pesach, or I guess if you missed the siyum for Tanis Bechorim, so maybe you will, but the Maisa, obviously we're not knowing to do that anymore, where you go to a siyum and then everything is fine. But the halacha, regardless, meaning the halacha of eating samach l'mincha, is not a blanket iser to eat. It's just for meals. But Rav Asi points out, you're allowed to eat this tamini targima, different types of snacks, etc. Right, matzva literally means you can dip, but right, you can eat mini targima, you can eat snacks. Rav Yitzchak matzva biyarke. Rav Yitzchak would eat some vegetables, dip some vegetables. Tanya mihachi. We also learned the Rebbeza hashamish matzva kivnei mayim. The shamash can dip food in the intestines, right? Intestines. I guess that was maybe like a chopped liver type thing. You can give it to the guests. And even though I can't prove it to you, there's still a hint of this. In the Pesukim, Shemar's Pesuk says, plow a ditch for yourselves and do not plant thorns. That's a Pesuk in Yirmiyahu. Right? The idea is that you have to kind of mess with the ground in order for seeds to be planted. So too, you have to eat a little something. You've got to put something into your stomach right before you eat the matzah, because otherwise, right, again, the little food that you eat in the beginning is going to kind of just like to plow the ground. You open it up, so too, you open up the stomach and make it, prepare it for receiving the seeds, receiving the matzah. Mitzvah Shem later on in that night. Okay, Shkoyak, call the Rabose. We'll invite you in the Hail Yeshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.